Hi there. This is our second call for the month for the Matrix Transformation Club. And we were dealing with in relationships, and in the last one that we were that we did, we had the ugly sisters from the Cinderella tale, and we were exploring some of the things there. So today, and also we had a I had a creativity cafe, a creativity cafe event where we were exploring dancing with the shadow, and she was also talking about a relationship with God, not just a relationship with others, but with the divine, and also with ourselves and the whole of ourselves. So, and the little girl within, or the shadow within that, you know, that kind of sabotages us sometimes because we're really afraid, and won't let us go forward because it felt like our safety is in question. So, I'm looking at that today, and looking at clearing maybe some issues around that. And I wasn't going to specifically go into the, you know, the sisters, the ugly sisters again. However, we can if people like. Just before we go into a clearing, is there anything anybody would like to bring up that they would like to be cleared from first?
Yes,
I have some clarity.
Okay. So go ahead, please.
I started the day with listening to both replays from the last two interviews, well, the Cinderella interview and also the one about the dancing with your shadow.
Yes.
And so as I was listening and you were speaking about your work with the past, sort of past life kinds of things, I the concept of past lives wasn't something I was interested in particularly, but when I was in university, someone who was very close to me was and was reading all kinds of books and wanted to discuss it, and I really didn't have an opinion. But from that being in my sphere, I had a spontaneous, it came through my body, and it wasn't like physically I was there, but mentally and emotionally, I had a replay of how my life ended when I was a healer in a couple centuries ago in Europe.
Wow.
So I realized, okay, that came to me, and I had awareness of it, but this is coming out of our individual work too, Katie, where we were talking about my hesitation about in involvement over time and deeper connections happening with people that where there's continuity of that over time.
Yeah.
And at the time, spiritually, I was very clear that there was a purpose to what I was doing and that I knew that I wasn't bad or wrong for doing it. So I was very clear, even as they were burning me, that was the right thing for me to have been doing my life, but it just wasn't accepted and popular, and it was no longer allowed in that time and place. But the hard part about it, the hard part was I had children.
Mm.
And they were young, and I had to leave them. They had to not, you know, have that connection, that bond anymore with their parent. And because as I was listening to the interviews, it was like coming up with lots of feelings. So I'm like, okay, I haven't cleared that yet. So I saw it.
Well,
I had it
you.
Intellectually a while ago. But it's time to have some clearing around the feeling that's still sort of like this raw wound around bonds that can happen that are natural thing for like a parent and a child, you know, like to have that kind of bond for that period of time. That's a natural, healthy thing. But when it's been severed, there's that's a thing from another time that I'd like to clear today.
Oh, thank you, Emily, and thank you for having the kind of the confidence to come here with that. And you're meeting another one who was, this will be interesting because I've also done it. Well, a few people on the call I know have similar thing, not or similar things or whatever, including myself, where when I was doing financial alchemy with Morgana, that was, I had no belief in past lives particularly, but it did come up for me about being burned at the stake as well. And so let's do that. And also I just wanted to welcome Katrina here. And actually I'll take a... And,
I'm late, Katie. Hello.
Don't worry. We had a thousand Mercury retrograde things happening. And it was like you could have heard me swear a few times or whatever. Well, maybe internally, but being very frustrated. So welcome.
Thank you.
So if there's anything you want to bring up for our first clearing that from you, what you've heard or...
I haven't heard anything, but I heard the last maybe five words that Emily said. So
okay, so it's about the witch burning. So
okay.
Just to give it, that's very summary.
Yes.
So
I think I'd like to say one thing because the whole ancestral connection and with people who've gone before, I just want to say thank you to someone who's on the other side who was a professor of mine at the time, and he was an older man, and he worked at a Christian college, and I was kind of like, well, I've been reading about this. Can I write a book on it? Can I write my paper on it? And he was like, it was a whole new concept to him, but he was so open to me exploring that and just welcoming that experience and like, go learn about that, you know? So I was, it was on an intellectual level. There wasn't a repeat of the shunning. This is not allowed here.
But
on the emotional heart level, that's the part that needs to still have some clearing.
Thank you. And I'll just open it up for anybody else who's got anything else around this clearing. I opened up Alex, too, okay?
Hi, Shelley.
Yes? Hi, Shelley.
Thank you, Emily, for bringing that up because I didn't know what was going to come up today, but my daughter's getting ready to move out. After 25 years, she's been married in the last summer, and as all her things packed up, and they are in the process of getting a place to stay, finally. And I thought I would be extremely happy, but sadness keeps coming up for that. So there's a lot around letting her go as well.
Mm.
So this is
I can imagine. Okay. Well, thank you. And...
Katie.
Right. Yes?
Hi, it's Katrina. Speaking on the... I heard the word severing from, I think it was Shelley who just said it. And I think that there's, I missed what other people said, but I think what would be, if you can include in the clearing, there's something I'm working on that, you know, it's going to require me to be a lot more visible and put myself out there in a bigger way. Is that terrifying and exciting?
I know, Katrina.
And in the process, I have gone through, I don't want to call it a severing because that feels kind of a little harsh, but at the same time, in my body, it kind of feels like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's some previous relationships that just were not at all working for me for where I'm going now. And I've kind of been in the process of, you know, I will say the word severing because it kind of feels like that. And not so much from a cold, harsh place, but it does feel like it's like a necessary thing to do for me to claim what I deserve.
Mm. Wow. Okay. Thank you, Katrina. And we'll put that in the pot, and whether the first or second or third clearing, that will come. Okay. I'm going to just open up Alex, who I keep shutting down because of the echo. But
all right.
Alex.
Hi. I think that mine are kind of tied into a lot of what everyone's sharing, but mine is maybe more about actually starting a new chapter in my life with a new powerful relationship with someone that I do want to spend my life with, and just the fears that are coming up around that and some of the family you know, old patterns and around fears and that kind of thing. So just putting some of that into the pot for clearing, that I can really start a new chapter and really be aware of these triggers, but not let them sabotage.
Thank you. Great. So I'm going to start with all this, and let me see. I'm going to put this on. We have lecture mode, I think. Just a minute. Okay, there we go. So I'm going to see where we go with this. And one thing that I want to kind of put in the pot for myself, which seems to be very present for me, is something that Judy brought up in her call, and that's your relationship with the divine. And, you know, that being a part of the law of attraction and all that. And she talked about frenzy marketing versus, you know, marketing with the person up in the sky. And I'm just, you know, I've been kind of coming to the place where, you know, even though a lot of things come through me, like in what we're doing right now, there's some part in me that feels kind of like abandoned by the divine, and that's not able to tap into that or on some levels. And so I don't know whether that's the witchy past or what, but I'm kind of looking into that. So we'll put that in the pot and see what comes there too. So here we go. And I'm just thinking about, okay, I'm just going to open up. Even though I feel like I totally got abandoned by God, I deeply got love and accept myself. Even though I feel like the divine isn't around, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel like I'm not part of the divine, I deeply love and accept myself. How can all this horror happen? How can it happen? How can it happen? How can we have so much horror in this world? How can it happen? How can it happen? I don't want it. 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 I'm sick. I'm so, so tired of all the burnings, all the burnings, all the burnings, all the burnings. I can't even begin to feel what I've felt. I can't even begin to feel what I've felt. I can't even begin to feel what I've felt. I'm cutting off. I'm cutting off. I'm cutting off. I'm severing. I'm severing. I'm severing. I'm severing my heart through. My heart has been severed. My heart has been severed, and I'm afraid ever to come out again. I'm afraid ever to come out again. My heart has been severed, 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 severed too many times, too many times, too many times. It's enough, God. It's enough. It's enough. It's enough. It's enough. I've had enough. I've had enough. Give me a break. Give me a break. Give me a break. I don't want the suffering anymore. I don't want the suffering. I don't want the suffering for my children. Why did you have to punish my children? Why were my children punished for myself? I didn't mind. It wasn't so bad that I had to go, but to leave them, to leave them, to leave them like that, surrounded by hatred and suspicion and fear. I suffered for a little while. They suffered for years and years, and I can't forgive myself for having left them, and I can't forgive them myself for having left them, and I can't forgive myself. Okay, I'm going to let it go. 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 Okay, so that was the first round, which, you know, had some of my stuff and some of others. So let's, I'll just take it off for a moment to see if anybody had anything, and then I'll just keep going. Okay.
Katie, it's Katrina. I really can resonate with what you said for you personally about feeling disconnected from the divine and knowing that, feeling abandoned by the divine.
Okay, thank you. It's, yeah. So we can, and right. And that's really the most fundamental source for us, and although, you know, it's just being plugged into that love, and I know other people talk about it, but damned if I'm feeling it right now, or feel that I've ever felt it that much, and so I don't. So there is a way in. And we're to discover it together. So anything else, Emily? I don't know if there's anything that you want to bring from that one. You don't have to. We'll just continue.
The part about the divine and the connection, I definitely resonate with that. And for me, there have been times, and it is sporadic, I would say. There are times where I feel deeply connected, and then other times where there's much more, it's doubt complete.
Yes.
I have experiences of both flavors of that one, and so I appreciate that being added into the clearing. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Well, that's good to know. Okay, anything else? Or I'll go into the next round of this. Okay, I think we've lost Alex. She got kicked off or something. Good thing about Mercury retrograde is it's a good time for clearing stuff, but it's an awful time for technology. Okay, so here we go. Okay, I guess we're just going to go more into the divine thing. Even though I feel utterly abandoned by the divine, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel utterly abandoned by the divine, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel utterly abandoned by the divine, I deeply love and accept myself. So lost. So lost. So lost. So lost. So lost, so lost, so lost, so lost. I don't believe. I don't believe a thing. I don't believe. I don't believe. I don't believe. And you're not going to force me to believe. You're not going to force me to believe anything. Not after what's happened. Not what's after what's happened. How am I supposed to believe? How am I supposed to believe? You can have all your believers all around, the believers who kill in your name. Don't force me to believe that. Don't force me to believe the kind of God I've been taught, the punishing God. Don't force me to believe that. And yet I'm getting punished. I'm getting punished for lack of belief. I'm getting punished. I'm punishing myself. I'm punishing myself again and again and again, cutting myself off, cutting myself off, cutting myself off, cutting myself off from what is inside, from what is inside, from what is inside. I'm cutting myself off. Dismembered. Dismembership. 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 God, what happened to you when women were burnt at the stake? What happened to you? How could you allow that? How could you allow that? How could you allow that? And how could you allow all the Jews to get burnt up in the gas ovens? How could you allow that? And how can you allow Monsanto to be plundering the planet? How can you allow that? How am I supposed to believe in anything? How am I supposed to believe in anything? How am I supposed to believe in anything? It's all crap. 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 Okay. Okay, I'm going to open up again and see if there's anything. Anybody want to say anything here? Say anything more to God about the crap? No. Okay. So I'm going to keep going. And I think I'll, for some reason, Shelley's thing is coming up now. So I'm going to do Shelley. Let me see here. Can people talk, by the way? I'm just wondering if my controls are working.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Great. So Shelley, I'm going to do some clearing for you. And what is you're feeling like, maybe you could just say a little bit more about your feelings around your daughter going.
It's not humongous. It just is coming up with the occasional tears of seeing her go finally after all these years. And
yeah.
Just, you know, somebody said the new chapter in their life. That's kind of where I'm at. It's my last child to leave, and I am letting go of the kind of work that my husband and I did. So it does feel like a new chapter for me.
And yeah.
A little bit of fear, because I know Katie wants me to come out, and I guess I'm still.
Come out of the closet.
Get that new career.
That new career on your way.
I know about it.
Wonderful. Thank you. So, right. And I see Alex has come back on, and I just shut you off for a moment. But we've been, Alex?
Hi.
Hi. Welcome back. Anything you want to say? I guess you missed some of this. Okay. We've just been clearing about being abandoned by God, but you can always listen again, I guess. Yeah. So, anything there, Alex?
I did, but I just missed the rest of the clearing, so.
Okay, great. Okay, so here we go. Sorry, I just cut you off by mistake. Was there anything else that you said?
No. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so here we go. For Shelley. Excuse me, I still got this cold. There. Okay. So, even though I'm feeling a lot of fear about this new chapter of my life, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I'm feeling a lot of fear about this new chapter in my life, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I'm feeling a lot of fear about this new chapter of my life, I deeply love and accept myself. Fear, 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 fear. I'm feeling fear of getting on my own feet, of getting on my own feet and being there for myself, not just for others, but for myself. Even though I'll be serving others, it's for myself. It's my voice. It's my voice. It's my voice being heard. My very, very precious little voice. Well, it could be a big voice, but right now it's kind of a little voice because I'm a little afraid. A little afraid, a lot afraid, a little afraid, a lot afraid, a little afraid, a lot afraid. Afraid of what? Afraid of what? What will they do? What could they do to me? What could they do to me? They've done a lot already to shut me up. What could they do again? What could they do? Why bother saying anything if you're going to get shut up? Why bother if people won't listen? Why bother? Why bother? Why bother to be heard or seen? When if they listen, they might kill you. They might kill you. They might kill you. If they listen or see you, they might kill you. Better to stay hidden. Better to stay hidden. Better to stay hidden. I'm just going to stay hidden. I'm just going to stay really hidden. I'm going to stay so hidden, nobody can see me, nobody can see me, nobody can hear me, nobody can see me, nobody can hear me, nobody can see me, nobody can hear me. But I'm tired of that. I'm tired of that. I'm tired of the hundreds of years of being hidden. I'm tired. I'm tired. I want to be seen. I want to be heard. I want to sing my song. I want to sing my song as gloriously as any bird, as unfettered as any bird. I want to be able to sing my song. Sing my song to its fullest. Sing my song to its fullest and have people listening. Have people listening and getting joy. Have people listening and getting joy. I want to be able to sing my song. I want others to be able to sing their song. I want others to be able to sing their song. And the only way we're going to do it is if we all start singing. If we all start singing. And we all start celebrating, and we all start singing and celebrating and singing and celebrating and singing and celebrating, and we won't shut up. We won't shut up for anybody, and we won't let those forces hold us back anymore. We won't let the forces of evil hold us back. We won't let those forces hold us back. Where it's being unfettered. It's a time for the planet to change. It's a time for the planet to change. It's a time for planetary transformation, and we're part of it. We're part of it. We're part of it. We're part of it. And we got to get our voices out there. We got to get our voices out there. Enough of being silenced. Enough of being silenced. Enough of being silenced. Okie dokie. I'm going to open it up again.
Katie, that was great.
Who was that?
Sorry, Katrina. That was really powerful.
Thank you. Oh, I'm glad that was that way.
I think it's really true that we kind of all need to sing our song, you know, together as a group.
Yeah.
And then it will be heard.
And it will be heard, yeah. And woe is there a need.
Yeah.
Woe is there a need, yeah. And, yeah. And the real voices. Yeah.
Like, it's also just so much as, just think of the potential. Just, you know, if we all just stepped out of our fear and receive the support to step into our authentic voices and what the gifts that we have to bring. I mean, it'd be amazing. Complete planetary transformation.
Yeah. Beautifully put, Katrina. Anything else? Or anybody else there? Shelley? Pick on you.
I listened to a channeled message just yesterday that talked about the transformations that are going on planet Earth right now and how powerful they are. And the channel was saying how powerful we think that we do nothing when we write a simple letter to our senator or our statesperson or whoever is in charge. And yet she said when 100,000 people do it, they are thrown on their seats. They can't believe the power and that all the people out there feel that way. So she said, keep doing that. Keep being active. Keep doing things to stop Monsanto's, to stop chemtrails, to stop all these things because it's working. It's just when you were saying what you were saying, coming out and you know, you're just one person sending a letter, but when it's for the cause of the greater good, it's actually working. And it goes into the pot with 100,000 others. And it's very powerful. So it made a lot of sense to me when you said that.
Thank you. Good. Yeah. Thank you, Shelley. Anything else?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything else from anybody else? Okay, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to do one for Alex, and which the issue that she was bringing up around relationships, and the new chapter was there, but not in terms of all the, you know, relationship stuff. So let's just see what we can tap in there. And then we'll do the healing codes after that. And okay, here we go. Even though I'm scared that this relationship may end up like other ones and not go where I want, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I'm scared about this new chapter being like the old chapters, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I'm scared about the new chapters being like the old chapters, I'm deeply love and accept myself. I know it's new. I know it's new, and I know it's going to give me what I want. I know that deep down. I know that deep down. I know that deep down. I know it deep down. This is the best relationship. This is an amazing relationship. This is an amazing relationship. And yet it keeps scaring the hell out of me. It scares the hell out of me. It scares the hell out of me. What scares me most is not that it's going to be like my old relationships, but that it's going to be different, that it's not my old relationships, that it's really not that. That's what scares me. What scares me is that it's something new, that it is a new chapter, that it is a new chapter. It scares me because I don't know what that's like. I really don't know what that's like. And I have to be in the present. I have to be in the present, not the past, not the past. I have to be in the present with him, with him. I have to be in the present. And there's so many things trying to tug me back to the past, tug me back to the past. My parents trying to tug me back, define me how I was before, define me in my past. I'm sick of being defined by my past. I want to be defined by my present, I want to be present to the present. I want to be present, more and more present. I want to be able to love. I don't want all those old wounds to keep me from loving now. I don't. Let them go. They can go now. They're old. They've filled their function. I'm okay now. I'm whole now. I'm holy now. I'm holy now. I'm holy. I'm holy. This is a sacred relationship. This is a sacred relationship with him, with me, with him, with me. If I can only remember the sacredness of this relationship, the sacredness of this connection, just keep connecting to the sacred, to the sacred, to the sacred. Even if he's not, doesn't maybe think in the same way as me, even if he has a different approach to the spiritual, just keep connecting to the sacred, to the sacred, to the sacred parts of this relationship, to what is sacred, not in words. It doesn't matter if it has a spiritual word. It's in the feeling. It's in the feeling. It's in the feeling. It's in the essence. It's in the essence. This is a sacred relationship. This is a sacred relationship, a sacred contract, a sacred contract, a sacred contract. Okay. So I'm taking, I'll just have any final comments and then we'll go to our final thing with the healing codes.
Thank you, Katie. That was amazing. And it's interesting that what happened with my back has left me like not being able to breathe. And then as you were doing some of the clearing, I was starting to be able to let go of some of the tightness and just start to breathe more deeply and let go of some of those fears.
Oh, well, that's so good to hear. Yeah. Thank you, Alex. And I'm going to, anybody want to say anything else before we go into the healing codes? And Shelley, you can put whatever you have there left around your daughter's going up, because that hasn't really come up centrally. But yeah. Okay. Well, we'll go into the healing codes, and then after the healing codes, we'll be just starting the Get It Done Day, and for those of you who can participate in the Get It Done Day. Okay. So here we go. And, okay, so we're going to, I'm just thinking of the central issues here. Yeah, I pray request that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, and destructive cellular memories, and all resulting physical issues related to feeling severed from the divine, related to feeling alone and abandoned, be found, and all the relationship problems that have come from that be found and opened and healed, filling me with the love, life, and light of the great creative force and the divine. I also ask that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. Okay, and for the truth statement, it could be as simple as, I am connected. I am connected. Or I can feel love. You choose what you would like to focus on. Or I'm connected to the divine. I'm connected to my partner. So here, we'll, if people cup their hands and direct it in between the eyebrows, and that area in between the eyebrows, and focus the energy there. I'm healing the void. I'm healing the void caused by the separation. We're all connected. We're all connected. Okay. Now down to the throat. Pointing the hands to the area in between, which is referred, you know, like where there's the Adam's apple for men, and middle area of the throat. And then the side of the chin, sides of the chin, left hand pointing towards the left side, right hand pointing towards the right side. And then up to in between the, up and pointing the hands towards the temple. Breathing deeply. In and out, and letting go of all the things that keep us disconnected from the source of love and of creation. Then, between the eyebrows again, focusing the energy in between the eyebrows. And then down in the throat, down to the throat. And then to the side of the jaws again. And then to the side of the head of the temples. And then one hand on top of the other, on top of your head. Mm-hmm. Let it rest there for a moment. And then open your eyes and allow your eyes to rest on something beautiful in the environment. Great. So I'm going to give us a moment. Actually, we'll turn off the recording in a moment. And if I can... Yeah, here we go.